Okay? Well, yeah, but that is the times that we're living in. It is really like cell phones and technology controls our life. But thank you that we've got the Lord Jesus Christ that we can hold on to and ask Him to ordain every day our steps, our minutes, our seconds, our hours, so that in the end we can eventually know this has been a good day because of Jesus Christ of Nazareth in my life. Okay, who can tell me anyhow what the time is? 20 past. And who can tell me other times? It is the 29th of December, this day, is it? Amen. And it's 20 past 10. And you know what? We've already missed a few seconds. It's not, never ever going to be 20 past 10 ever again on this day in our lives. And slowly, slowly, the clock of time is ticking by. And we all have got this in our mind that tomorrow I will definitely make more time. And after tomorrow, it's like, sure, before the end of the week, I've got to do it. And then the end of the week comes. And now we've come to the end of 2013. And I think a lot of us have to say, Lord, it has really not been the year that I wanted to be with you. It's really not be the year where I really have said to myself, I'm going to follow the Lord with all my heart. I'm going to run after Jesus, because circumstances takes us out of the things of God. And like Donnie said, we can even trust God for the time. And I really believe it, but then we have to come in alignment to hear the voice of the Spirit. Otherwise, we will continue in our own time. And that is not going to lead us anymore. So time is much more than the ticking of a clock. And in the Bible, we know that two Greek words are used in time. It's the Chronos time and the Kairos time. And for most of us, we know Chronos time is like, it is the seconds and the minutes and the hours and the months and the years and the millenniums that is to come. And the Kairos times is a time when we have a unpredicted moment, actually, when it is an opportune time. It's a second where God just comes through and you just have to say, this is the Lord. I've never expected it, but wow, this is the Lord. And God wants to bring us more into Kairos times. He really wants to bring us more into Kairos times. But because of our cell phones, our calendars, our everything, when we start our day, we first look at the Chronos and we want to stay there in a way. But I want to say, let us look this coming year to say, God, I'm desperate for more Kairos times with you, interventions where God just comes, moved by His Spirit, change our lives, change our circumstances, and we can just know there's a hope. Because of Jesus Christ. We're just going to read from Romans 13, verse 11. Is it on the thing? Georgie did it for me. You know what's so nice about the family? Could you hear the drums in the last song that we sang? And I immediately know that was Georgie's choice. Because the drums were much louder, actually, when we exalt you. But it was good, Georgie. Okay, so we're going to read in verse 11 says, and do this knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of our sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Knowing the time, that it is high time to awake out of sleep. What's interesting is Paul wasn't talking to unbelievers in the city. He was standing in front of the church and he was saying, saints of God, do you know the time? It is time for you to wake up. And when you look, with very spiritual eyes, you can see Paul in me this morning. As I'm going to say to you, wake up, church. It's time for us to know the time. The meaning of time there is also where Paul talks, the day of our salvation is nearer. That is when we will be with the Lord. But also in another sense, he talks about life is short. Life is limited. So it is not just to keep our eyes for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is for us to realize, listen, my life with my family, with my people, it is short. I even have to redeem that. And now we are born into a new family. Now we are born into the family of Jesus Christ. And so it's also very important for us to spend time with our family of Christ. And many times we just want to stick to that old Afrikaner thing, bloed is dikker as water. But you know, the joining of people through the blood of Jesus is the most powerful joining. And the moment that we're going to sit and meditate upon it, we will just realize what precious, precious family God has added to our lives. And we should really also in this time look forward to find some of those family that the Lord wants us to be joined with within the body of Christ. So he says, wake up. And then there's another scripture that he talks about in Ephesians. It's not on the board. I just want to quickly read. But in Ephesians 5:14, Paul also says, wake up, you sleeper. So we can clearly see when he says the night and sleep and wake up, we've got to be in a spiritual slumber, or we've got to be in a very deep sleep. We come to church every Sunday, and we hear, and we worship, and we play gospel music, and we tell our children we shouldn't watch this and shouldn't do that. But actually, there's no fire in our life that can touch other people to say, wow, man, look at them. They are the people of God. So in the church, we are truly also in a deep, deep slumber. And it's time for us, Paul is speaking to us today, to wake up. So, okay, if we wake up from a deep sleep, I think all of us had such an experience when you are really in a deep sleep, mostly it's mums, they will just open the door, you know, and you will just try not to hear that one. And she will switch on the light. Oh, I hated that one because, I mean, it is the brightest light right in your eyes. And then you will say, get out of the bed. It's time. Makla. And immediately you like, what day is it? I don't even know what time it is. But I really think God wants to do that with us. He wants to send the Holy Spirit to switch on the lights and say, listen, wake up, sit up straight. So it's time for us to get dressed. And as we've read on that scripture in Romans 13:11 and verse 12, he says to us, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 14, yeah. Verse 12, can we just go back to 12, Georgie? At 12, he says, therefore let us cast off the works and let us put on the armor of light. So there's a two putting on that, he says. He says, first put on the armor of light. And then in verse 14, he says, and put on the Lord Jesus Christ. So the clothes that we've got to wear once we get out is not to run with our pajamas, but it is to get out in our spiritual sense and put on the armor of light. And Jesus is that very light. We do not have to walk around in darkness when Jesus Christ is in our lives. I actually just want to read a scripture in 1 Thessalonians 5. I'm just going to read it to you where he says, and you are all sons of light and sons of the day. You are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. So we actually have a choice here. He says, others still sleep, but we, as sons of light and sons of the day, should not sleep. We should watch and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night. But let us who are of the day be sober and putting on the breastplate of faith and love and the helmet of hope. So part of our clothing every day of our life should be, I'm putting on that helmet of hope. This day I'm going to make it. Why? Jesus Christ is the hope of my salvation. I'm putting on love because in that I can never fail. And I'll walk in faith because without faith it is impossible to please God. And then also he says to us, put on the Lord Jesus Christ. So the thing that I just want to, some translation says, put on the Lord Jesus Christ. And others says, clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ. So I just want to talk about a little bit on put on. The difference between when Paul says, put on the Lord. He did not say, take up the Lord Jesus Christ. Because if we take up something, sometime we're going to put it down. But now he says to us, put him on. I've brought a garment. And when I put on this garment, I mean, I am totally clothed. And that is actually what Paul is saying. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ as your garment, and you will not be able to lose your direction in that day. Because Christ is the light, he is the way, and he will show you and he will guide you. So it is not a taking on of Jesus, it is a putting him on. And then he becomes visible in your personality. This morning when we prayed, we also talked about if we can just realize when we walk into a room, the light of the world, Christ within us, is walking with us. So why is it that people sometimes think we're a little bit dark today? Is it maybe because we haven't put on the Lord Jesus, who is the light? And we must think about it a little bit, you know, that we are people of the light. We are not people of darkness. And not only we say Jesus cleanses us inside out. So as he works on our heart, the heart is the thing. He works on our heart. And once he gets the heart right, you begin to change outwardly. I've even seen with myself, I was quite sloppy in my room. And one day I just thought, God can never find me here. And it changed my life. I just became quite neat and organized and everything. Because God changes us inside out. We think small things are not important. To the Lord, it is really important. So God changes us inside out. He never leaves us the way that we are. So I want to go a little bit faster so that we can have a little bit more time of fellowship. The other important thing in this scripture, and I'm really just going to do this one scripture, Romans 13, Georgie. Romans 13. Okay. Romans 13, verse 14, where it says, put on... Dan sê hy nie, put on Jesus nie. He says, put on the Lord Jesus Christ. So it's actually three different dimensions that he says to us, clothe yourself with this and you will not stumble in darkness. The Lord Jesus Christ. First, when we say, you know, when we pray, when we say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and be the Lord of my life. And in that time of our life, we are so glad that we can be saved. We're really wanting to be Lord. And it's, we want to learn everything and submit so easily, and we surrender to Him. But after a few years, we just slowly, slowly let the Lord of our lives move a little bit to the back, and we come forth again as me and my and I. But we have to focus and clothe ourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ. We so often sing that song, I surrender all. And then when we walk out the door and something has happened to our car or something, we haven't surrendered that car yet. But in all of it, God wants us to surrender all that we are, all what we have, unto Him, and then life is going to be so much more easy to us. Then He says, put on the Lord Jesus. Jesus is our Savior. We've sang that amazing song, He is mighty to save. And you know, when we put on Jesus with the consciousness He's a Savior, we live in a world of fear. But we can say to ourselves, I do not have to fear because my Savior is with me. He is mighty to save us out of anything that threatens us. Mighty. His name, one name is El Gibor, the Almighty One, the Warrior One. And so when we believe in that Savior, we in this time can walk out with such confidence that evil cannot come near us. You know, on Saturday I had to attend like a kitchen tea thing. And eventually I felt like, oh, I think I'm just going to leave, because people fear almost everything. Really, it is. People fear even, the girl was too afraid to open gift that was tied with a ribbon, because she's afraid of ribbons. And I thought, God, how far have we gone? So people fear almost everything. And that is why we as the church have to rise up and say, I will fear no evil. The name of my Lord is a strong tower. I run into it and I am safe. Let the word of God come alive within us, and when we speak it, God immediately reacts, because He loves His word. Because it's all about Him. So when we say that what God says, then we are safe. And then lastly, He says, put on Christ. Christ means the anointed one, the anointing. Jesus says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He's anointed me to preach the good news. And therefore, He was anointed as a prophet, as a high priest, and as a king. And can you imagine when you clothe yourself with the Lord, you are dressed to the toe. I mean, you're dressed in perfection, because you carry with you the prophetic, you carry with you the high priest anointing that can say your sins are forgiven, you carry with you the kingly anointing in business, in authority. And so when we begin to think really what we're clothing ourselves with, we've got an advantage above the world, that when we think about it, it's actually bietjie onregverdig. Because I mean, and you know what? We got it from Allah. We can take every day as much as you want of this, because it's by grace. It's free. It's free. And so what Jesus decreed, we can believe. In Isaiah 46, He says, I decree and my decree will stand. Isaiah 46:10. This is like so an amazing scripture. Kom ons lees hom net gou-gou. Isaiah 46. Die Amplified sê hom natuurlik wonderlik. Isaiah 46 verse 9. For I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, saying, "My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure." Weet julle dat julle the pleasure of the Lord is? And therefore he says, the counsel that I've spoken to you prophetically through my word, believe it. It will stand. It will not return void. It will stand. Just to think that Jesus was the perfect sacrifice. He became our high priest. Walked straight into the Father and say, "Here I am with the children that you've given me." And there we stand. We've done nothing. He's done it all. The only thing we can do is embrace, enforce what he did for you. And then the last one is, he's the king. Many times when we just come to salvation, we truly see God as the king of our life. But in the time we begin to enthrone ourselves again. And it's good from time to time to check in your life and say, "Father, show me who's on the throne of my heart. Is it you? Or is it my will, my emotions, my feelings?" We have to test our hearts, for he is indeed the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Can anybody tell me what is the time? It is high time. It is high time for the church to wake up. It is time for the kingdom of God to come on the earth. We shouldn't look like the world. We should look as the people of God, walking triumphantly. We should arise and shine. You know what? A smile costs you nothing. Jou spiere doen dit onwillekeurig. Jy hoef nie eers iets in te sit nie. Jy moet net vir jou mind sê, smile. En jou lippe trek klaar. So, yeah. So, the question that we want to say is, are we clothed? And with whom are we clothed? And are we trusting the Lord in this end of 2013 to redeem time for us? He says, redeem time. And you know, we can do it in so many ways. We don't have to take our Bibles and sit for an hour or two or three and think, "I must do it." God wants us to be in communication with him the whole day as we drive, as we cook, as we do whatever. So redeem time. I want to read this like as the end prayer for us before we're just going to share a little bit with one another. We're again going to read in Romans 12, but I'm going to read from the Message. And this is actually what Paul said to the church this morning, so church, we can receive it. Paul says, "So here is what I want you to do, God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, your eating, you're going to work, and you're walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it even without thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God, and you'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what he wants from you and quickly respond to it. Unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to a level of immaturity, but God brings out the best of you, and he developed you into well-formed maturity." And so this is our prayer this morning, that we truly want to say, Father, we want to bring our everyday, ordinary life, our sleeping, our eating, our going to work, and our walking around life, and place it before you as an offering. And I know, Father, that you will not reject our offering, but you accept it. And that we can have our hearts open and prepared to see how you're going to help us. to change, to redeem time, to come into the fullness of God. So when the Lord comes, whenever our life is frail, we will be ready because we have known the time. And the time is now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So I just want us to turn a little bit to one another, or we can stand up and just really go to someone and say, I want to pray with you. Or how do you have a problem redeeming time? Do you know what the time is? Do you know? Can we pray together so that we will know in our spirit man what the time of the Lord is? Because the time of the Lord is at hand. Except when, for everything else, that our lives are frail as grass, but the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is at hand. And that we will know the time. Be like the sons of Issachar, knowing the season, knowing the times. In that way, we will truly make a difference in our community. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Is there anyone with prayer? Please come. We are willing to pray, love to pray with you. Anyone who hasn't, this peace.